Just to finish up, anything new on management of Transform disease?
Right now, no. I think that it'd be interesting to see how CAR T cells play out for transformed. I think that they...
You would think so.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to be a player in transformed lymphomas. One thing I think that we're doing now that we really weren't doing so much of a couple years ago is checking for MYC. We know that a lot of these transformed, unfortunately, could be double hits. And so one thing I do now, which you know I really didn't do as much of a couple years ago, every single transformed lymphoma patient should have MYC testing, absolutely, because that will change your management, right? If you just have a general patient that progresses with transformation after BR, I would do RCHOP, versus they really should be considered for REPOC or auto if they've got a double hit.
So another two-hour meeting we did down there in Maui is on CLL. One of the things I was hearing there that I thought was really interesting was the issue of checkpoint inhibitors in transformed CLL, which I guess there looks like there's some efficacy, but not in transformed FL.
So right now, I hope that we can figure out checkpoints in low-grade. Right now, the data with checkpoint inhibitors in low-grade lymphomas, like follicular, there was an abstract that was presented at the recent ASCO, 9% response rate, not that great in follicular. I have not seen any data with transformed follicular with checkpoint inhibitors, but at least in the non-transformed follicular setting as a single agent, has not been all that exciting. We do have some trials ongoing at Anderson where we're combining checkpoints with rituximab, and there are some ongoing trials where they're looking at checkpoints with lenalidomide in follicular. But as a single agent, not at least I don't know if there's a huge future for these drugs in follicular. Again, transformed disease, no data yet.